This is the zone. I'm just floating. Wisconsin to Indiana, 80 miles, 12 hours, one day. Just keep my leg to the left. Just keep running. Keep running. Keep running.
Running for me is very meditative, but it can also take your mind to places that you can't run away from. We made this story back in 2013 when The Truth had a fundraiser, and one of the big rewards for donating was to make a fictional story based on our listeners' real life.
Hi, my name's Brian Foy. I've been living in Chicago for the last 13 years.
Brian donated money to our show, and I learned that he loves to run. He runs marathons all over the world.
I'm not a great marathoner. I'm definitely a mid-pack person. I'm average. I'm average.
But he's also always looking for a new challenge.
So I have this thing I want to do. I want to run from Indiana to Wisconsin. It's about 80 miles.
That's 80 miles in a single day. This is an epic three-state journey. But he'd be running through some areas that could be dangerous.
Am I about to get mugged or end up in some sewer dead and no one's going to know where I went to?
This is The Truth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and today we're revisiting a story we made way back in 2013 that took details from Brian's real life and changed them to make a fictional story about a man running from Wisconsin to Indiana and where his mind goes along the way. Now back to you. Keep running.
Sun's still up, I should be fine. Making great time. Of course, I thought I had plenty of time to take this run. Thought I had all the time in the world. I had always lived in Chicago. Certainly never thought I'd be divorced.
I didn't know that you were getting a divorce. Is that true?
That is true.
I can't believe I didn't know.
Well, I'm sorry, man. I had no idea you didn't tell her yet.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's kind of the only conversation I have these days.
Oh, of course, I'm sorry. Well, you know, I have to tell you something. I never really liked Abby. I think she's a know-it-all.
Rita.
I do.
They know I don't belong here. I'm in my running shorts and reflective shoes. Asking to be looked at. Is this dangerous? Am I in danger? Am I gonna get mugged? Or somebody murdered you? Left you in the sewer? Who'd they call at this point? Oh my god, why are you doing this?
You just do things to tell people about them.
No, Abby, I do things because I want to tell people about them.
But is exactly what I just said.
It's not exactly. It's different.
You just want to impress other people.
Okay, you phrase it that way, I sound like a total jerk.
Well?
Are you lost? If the sun is over there and the lake is there, how is that even possible? No, wait, the sun is setting. Sun sets on the right. Did I get turned around? Am I facing the entirely wrong way? You've been through worse than this. Done marathons all over the world.
Wow, that's amazing. You're a lot more of a man than I am.
You can handle 20 more miles of city streets.
Did Antarctica twice. That one was...
That is amazing. I could never do that.
My seventh was China, Great Wall of China, which is... You wouldn't think, because it's a path, but it was by far the most brutal.
It's amazing they even, like, run on that. That's like running on the Washington Monument.
And it's over hilly terrain, and everyone's walked on it for centuries. And so all of the rocks are perfectly polished, and you have no grip.
I would never be able to do that. That is just amazing.
And I could never do that. How sick and tired I get of hearing that. I don't know why people seem so impressed. You could do it. They could do it.
I'm
diabetic old ladies do it. They take 8 hours, but they get through it. They walk their way through it. You just have your life to deal with. You have your kids to pick up, your job to go to, and you don't want to spend the last little bit of extra time you have running. And the more impressed they are, the more they tell you that they could never do it, the more I realize I can't relate to them.
What do you think about while you're...
running?
Yeah, I mean, I would be bored. I think I don't have enough of an attention span.
Do you
I
get
mean,
the runner's high?
You know
do you
what?
Get that state of zen that runners are supposed to get?
Why are these all these goddamn dead ends?
This is wrong. This is wrong.
Get it together. Just keep running. Just keep going. Stop panicking. You look like an idiot.
Just be cool. Just keep running. Just keep running.
I need a goddamn map. Yeah, why don't you wait until you're in Southside Chicago before you have no idea where the hell you're going?
Yeah.
Please just murder me, somebody. Oh my God, are those kids looking at me? Those kids are looking at me. Are they laughing at me? What are they laughing at? Just turn this corner. Just turn away. How many dead ends are there in this city? Run to the end. Yeah, run to the end of the dead end. Make it look like it's on purpose. Just doing laps. Just laps in the alley. And turn around. Yeah, they're gonna see me coming back out the same street. They're gonna know exactly. Just look like you know what you're doing. Don't look at them. Just keep going. They're not even looking at you. They don't even care about you. Paranoid, racist moron. Yeah, every single black kid you run into has a gun that's gonna shoot you. That's what you should be afraid of, right? Yeah. That's your problem right now, not your life that's falling apart. You don't have anyone to bring you water. You don't have anyone to pick you up. No one to lean on. 13 years together, my whole identity is wrapped up in a marriage. And now I'm left here alone. My whole life has disappeared. Who am I now? How do I know I exist?
This is exactly the kind of thing that you would spend time thinking about because you're so self-involved, all right? I don't ever ask myself, how do I know if I exist? Why don't you just exist?
Welcome to Indiana.
Thank you, Indiana.
Yay!
You did it. There's no one here to pick you up. No one here to say good job. What now?
Oh, gee. Where the hell is the bus?
You have to go tell people? I've run from Wisconsin to Indiana. That's enough. I don't need to tell anybody. I just want to run from Wisconsin to Indiana and have it be enough. Just experience it. I want to run the Great Wall of China and have that be enough. I want to climb a mountain in Liechtenstein and look out at the endless green waves of Earth, which I've done. And just have that be enough. Just have that moment be enough. I don't need to tell anybody. I And if other people aren't going to fill the world with their own experiences, then why do I need to let them know about this one?
Excuse me. Do you know if this bus... this bus goes back to the Green Line, or the L at all?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey man, you alright?
I'm good, I just have a little run.
It's 9. It's past 9.
Well, I got a little lost. Actually, I ran from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Ed?
Wisconsin State. I ran 80 miles from Wisconsin through Chicago into Indiana all today.
The state of Wisconsin?
Yeah. It's about 80 miles. I started this morning. So.
You just ran 80 miles?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Oh. Because I promised myself I would.
Well, it's extreme, man. I couldn't do that.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is The Truth Fiction. Keep Running was based on an interview with listener Brian Foy. It was performed by Peter McNerney with Alana Fishbein, Louis Kornfeld, Julia Hines, and Teddy Shivers. The associate producer for this story was Carrie Kasten, and it was produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts, and you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandabura. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
And if other people aren't going to sort of fill the universe with their own experiences, why let them know about this one? I don't know. As I'm running marathons, there is plenty of time to ponder all of this stuff, because there's really, you get out there and you're running and you're just, why am I here?
Radiotopia.